Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. You're listening to bbsradio.com. The number to call in is 888-815-9756. You can also go over to my website, which is kimmyrose.com. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual currency. And also, if you want to call in for guidance, remember it is a full moon, a new moon this week, which is all about new beginnings, setting intention. So tonight, just set a prayer, just to say a prayer, and whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest into your life, it's simply that it's just a simple breath you take and ask God, and it's done. It's done. Right now, I want to thank very much right now for joining me a very special guest. We have Luana Myers on the line, who's going to talk about spiritual currency and some of the things that have happened to her in her life, and a job, actually a big job change that she made, and the faith that she has needed to embrace over the last few years. Luana, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Luana, I'm going to ask you a simple question. What is spiritual currency to you?
Spiritual currency. What I really take that is the energy that flows between not only people, but between ourselves and everything. And that sounds like a big universal connection, but it's an understanding and even a feeling of understanding and comprehending and knowing and all those things that you get, all those adjectives we could use, that we are totally connected to everything that we see and everything that we don't see. So it's another way to talk about energy.
So when you would say that it's about faith.
Oh, faith? Sure.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Yeah, because it's the seen, the unseen. It's a good one word way to summarize it. Yeah, because it's about energy and it's about faith. And when we know that when there is faith, what you're actually saying is that I trust in the energy that I can't see.
I just wanted, because there's a lot of people out there that are going through this, are kind of going through craziness, and they're wondering, you know, what do I do? I don't have a job, you know, money's crazy. That happened to you. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what happened to you and how you turned to God and you actually embraced faith?
It was, I lost a job it was an unexpected event. And I lost my job, and it was back in 2004. And I really, at that point in my life, actually, I was fine because financially I had money in the bank and everything else. But I certainly felt like I identified my life so much with my work that when I didn't have that job anymore, it was a shedding away like a skin, like a snake or something like that. Because, you know, part of you is now not here anymore. It's gone. It's been ripped away from me. And I really struggled for a long time with what I was supposed to be doing, and I had a feeling that life felt hopeless, really. I mean, it really did. I didn't feel like I could actually get a job anymore, and for circumstances that, you know, are complex, I couldn't go back and do what I was doing. And it was a loss beyond any loss that I had ever experienced before, except for that, you know, the death of my brother. But it was a whole nother wave of what felt like a tragedy to me. And I certainly didn't like it very much, but it took a while. I mean, I think I was numb for, gosh, I bet it was at least 3 months before I actually was able to even really grasp what had happened. And I think it's kind of like the shock, and you go through the different stages of grief, just as you would when somebody passes away. There is that connection that you have to your identity with your job that is very similar to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it does.
And but with your brother, I can't imagine losing your brother. That would be a very difficult thing.
That was bad. I mean, that wasn't a good experience either. So, and that happened in 1998, and then this happened in 2004, but this has been it was as difficult as that in ways, although different, because it's not another human being that you're missing, and it's not the same, but yet the grief and the stages that I was going through almost felt the same. But then there's the whole realization that I've always been on my own, and that I felt no longer able to take care of myself. And then I got, you know, some jobs along the way that weren't very satisfying, and I just felt so lost and so hopeless. And actually, it was kind of funny because someone actually told me to have a reading with you, and eventually that did happen, but it took a while, and the pieces just didn't fall into place beforehand for whatever reason. But everything has its divine time, too, and I understand that, so... But I think,
divine timing, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It truly was. And I know when I actually met you, what really I came away with was a sense of at least there's hope. Because prior to that, I don't think I actually had that feeling of hope at all.
Now, who said that? I think you were on his campaign, Keep Hope Alive, or was that what
it was? Yeah, Keep Hope Alive. Yeah, that was a campaign slogan for somebody. Yeah, I know.
I that stuck. I remember that, and it just stuck in my head. So,
yeah,
but it's the truth. It's keeping it alive, and I would imagine that you'd need to just embrace that. You know, sometimes when you meet people, they're just mirrors to remind you that it's okay. Things are going to be okay, and that's what's important.
It's also just. In talking with you, and it was on a really human level that you are actually bearing your soul and telling somebody else that this doesn't feel very good. And that's something that, you know, you can do with yourself, but when I think when you actually do it with someone else also, there again, there's another connection. It's one human being reaching out to another human being and really being honest. And gut-wrenchingly honest. And then when you can glimmer that there is hope, that somebody doesn't see it as hopeless, then you start to believe that maybe it's not.
One of the quotes I love, and it's C.S. Lewis, he said, "Faith is the art of holding on to things your reason once accepted, despite your changing moods." And, going through that, you know, I'm knocking on wood now because I think about that, like losing your brother or, you know, your child. And you know, I remember when you came in and we sat down and it was just, to me, amazing that you had, you know, even though I know when we pass, we're not really gone, but there's still that humanness, you know, and it's the reason, it's that logic, and it's actually tuning into the spiritual truth, which is the fact that we are all connected and that we never go. But man, the humanness gets in the way sometimes and makes it very difficult. Luana, I'd love to talk, let's talk more about this. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the steps that you can take to get through, you know, when we talk about spiritual currency, that's the currency that lifts you up and carries you to get through tough times. So, you know, anybody that's out there that's going through a tough time right now, or they've had a loss of a loved one, this would be really good. Get some paper out and a pen and take notes. It's really, really a good way to find balance in your life. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking? Connect with your higher self. Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. That's Sai Baba, and Sai Baba is a saint in India. And actually, my girlfriend's with him right now and connecting with him, Ritu. So when you think about that, it's always there. I mean, you when you get in your mind, there's a separation that you have from yourself. And also, but when you get into the mind of God, you reconnect, and you reconnect with your truth. And that's what the most important thing is. If anybody's just joining us, make sure you check out the website, KimmyRose.com. If you want to get a hold of me for reading, 734-854-1514. Also, lots of wonderful readers at Light the Way. And tomorrow, Cupid's Closet, we have a weight loss and stop smoking seminar. Kevin Meyerson, all the way from Texas, to help you lose weight and stop smoking. You want to see how weight loss has helped me? Go to my website and you can check out the picture. Right now we are joined by Luanna Myers. And Luanna, I just wanted to read you this because this is a quote that I really like. And you were talking about your brother. And you were talking about, you know, about the job and all these things that have happened. And this is really connects to you and how I see things with you. When you've come to the edge of all light that you know and are about to drop off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught to fly. And I don't know about you, but I used to believe I could fly when I was little. Truly, I did. And I think that maybe there's something a little bit more in that. And I think that it has to do with faith. But I was thinking about you and thinking about how you told me, you know, everything's just going to be okay. I have faith that it will. I trust in God. And we were talking before we went to the break about steps that you can take when you're going through a tough time. And, you know, what would you tell people the first thing to do when they lose someone or when they lose a job?
You know, now that I'm a different person than I was in that moment, I would actually tell them that even start before you lose somebody or you lose a job or whatever, but to not just develop a religious side or point of view, but you need to get spiritual. And that's not a command, but that is a suggestion. Because what I realized is that when I lost my brother, and I wasn't actually aware spiritually the way I am now of the connection with everything, and even though you can go to church, and I even was going to be a minister at one point, but it's different. It was different then. It's not my faith is not the same as it was then, because it didn't serve me well, and I'm not running it down as much as it was the beginning. It wasn't the complete picture of what I needed, because when things got tough, it didn't hold up, and I needed something more. And what has come is And this is through meeting you and really opening another door and not being afraid to open that door of what else is out there that I don't know. Because, you know, I started to grow up Lutheran, and then our family quit for a while, and I ended up back in the Lutheran church. And I loved everything that I learned, everything that I did. But we see God as kind of a person bigger than life who judges and loves us, but yet we don't understand that. I didn't understand that love. It never felt like love, if that makes any sense. It felt very distant. And yes, I understood that God created everything that's here in my life and everything else, but it's so much more personal now because there's a spiritual element of absolutely understanding and opening your heart to the fact that it is all connected. Everything that happens in life is connected. There is nothing bad in life. Nothing. My brother's death, even though it wasn't pleasant on a human level, was not a bad thing, because on a spiritual level, it changed and shifted me and opened me up to my relationships, even on a deeper level, with my family members. So can you say that that's a bad thing? And that's what spirituality has taught me, is that there isn't, on a human level, we judge things good and bad, but on a spiritual level, there is nothing bad. It is all good, because it all leads to your spiritual evolving and growing and hopefully ascension. And when that happens, it's a good thing. It doesn't matter what road it took to get there. And that's the whole point. So that when I realize now that so much of this is so interconnected, life is just different. Being out of a job or working and looking for something and all of that stuff that I was so afraid of on a very earthly plane, even though I thought I was a religious person, it's different because now I understand in a much greater way what that's all about, that there's a lesson in that, that I needed to lose that job that I had, that I clung to, that I thought was my security blanket, that I put my faith in, because that is an artificial faith. That is an artificial God, in a way. And it had to be removed from me because I certainly wasn't going to leave it. So it served me in a harsh way to lose my job. And it even served me in a harsh way to lose my brother, although I know he's with me always, where the job no more is. But his soul, he is with me always. So, you know, I just have such a different perspective on things. And I have to tell you, you know that you sent a quote, and I'm going to read this quote. It's the Edgar Cayce quote. Each soul is entering the material experience, does so for the purposes of advancement towards the awareness of being fully conscious of the oneness with the creative forces. I love that quote.
Because I love that too. Because that's what it's about.
Well, it's everything. It's everything. It explains everything. But if we have time, I actually wrote something, and I sent it to you, and I don't know if you had a chance to read it yet, but I would actually like to share it with everybody, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So if we got just a couple of minutes here, I'm going to read this. But
actually, you know what? Why don't we take this? Well, you get it. Well, you get that. Why don't we go to
okay.
a break and then come back? And
oh, good.
When we come back, we're going to have more. We have Luanna Myers on, and we're talking about spiritual currency. Do you have a story that you want to share? Do you want to talk about a major life change that you've been through? You can give us a call at 888-815-9756. We'll be right back with more of interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. Kimberly Rose with Interviews.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and right now we are joined by Luana Myers. We're talking about spiritual currency and that faith that occurs when we meet our stillness in the Buddhist, in Buddhism, which I'm very, I feel such a draw to the way of mindfulness. It's when you meet your suffering, when you, there is no dark or light, there is no good or bad, there is only stillness. That's what it's about. It's about stillness. Go over to the website, KimberlyRose.com. And check out all the events coming up. Body, Mind, Spirit Festival, Toledo. In Toledo, it's actually in the Delta Banquet Hall coming up the weekend of April the 9th. And tomorrow night, Weight Loss Stop Smoking Seminar. And that's at Cupid's Closet in Northwood, Ohio. Go to the website, check out more information. Also, I wanted to remind anybody that if they want to call for a reading, 734-854-1514. And Carolyn Rose, my mom, is also there for readings. Right now, Luana Myers, she was going to share a message with you. And I'll tell you, Luana, is this something you wrote?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was hoping it was something you wrote, because you, if it's what I think it is, it's amazing. And I will say she's a beautiful writer, and hopefully you'll post it on the Ning, over on our Ning, which is it's a wonderful community of people who share. So everyone can, after you read it, everyone can also be able to experience your words of wisdom.
You're funny. You know what? It's funny because I was just thinking, you know what? I think I should post this.
Yeah, she should.
So for you to say that, but I'm going to read the Edgar Cayce quote again, and then I'm going to tell you what kind of just poured out of me after I just took some time to just read that quote and then just sit in silence. And
okay.
the quote is this: each soul, in entering the material experience, does so for those purposes of advancement towards the awareness of being fully conscious of the oneness with the creative forces. And then I sat for a while, and then I wrote this. Here's the message I feel in my heart. Our souls come to the earth plane so we can spiritually grow. This is our main purpose, and we achieve it by going through trials and tribulations that help each other or help us grow or cause us to run in retreat. If we have the courage to face the truth within us, that our behaviors and actions are not perfect, and yet at our core we are perfection because we are part of God's creation, then we will grow spiritually. When we see our earthly flaws and learn from them, there is a shift that takes place within us. We are no longer held solely captive to the earthly expectations around us. We gain an awareness that there is more. We gain an understanding that we are operating in both the physical dimension and a spiritual dimension. We no longer see or comprehend our world simply through a physical dimension. We step into an awareness that we are spiritual beings experiencing a physical reality. We tap into an awareness that each and every one of us is an important part of God's creation, and no one is left out. There is an awareness of the union between our thoughts and emotions. We not only have a logical comprehension of our connection, but we also feel connected to one another as well. It is here in this union of thought and emotion where we embrace the awareness of being fully conscious in the oneness we share with the creative forces.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, so I've got when you talk about oneness of the creative forces, Leanna, if you could, and you just did with what you said, but if you can imagine that somebody's sitting in front of you and you're connecting to that amazing, loving, creative God force within you, and they said to you, I can't go on. I can't go on with life. I can't take any more of what's happened to me. It's just overwhelming. What would you say to them?
Well, first I would honor them for sharing that really gut-wrenching, honest assessment of where they're at. And really, if you're saying something like that, you're pretty much at the bottom of where you think everything seems hopeless. And it's then that you have to... You can't force anybody to, obviously, but you need to share with them that there is a hope and that it is all interconnected and that this place where they're at right now in this moment is serving a greater calling, a greater development. We don't grow spiritually by taking or getting an easy path. We don't. Those people who suffer the most, who endure the most, and come through it, are really the ones that, on a spiritual level, are the most fortunate, because there is that opportunity for them to actually, by leaps and bounds, grow. And it's not a competition between people, you know, who's doing what and who... It's not that. This is your personal journey. This is your connection with God. It can't be compared to somebody else's connection to God. It's your journey. But if life was easy, completely, utterly easy, you almost slip into an unconsciousness of everything is handed to you. There's nothing. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to appreciate or stand in gratitude for anything that you have. But when things are taken away and then it comes back, you have gratitude. When maybe you're, you know, famous or whatever, and then something happens and you are lowered to your knees, maybe like Tiger Woods, he then becomes humble. Those are spiritual things.
When you said that, those are the moments that matter, don't they?
Yes, they do, because they are the... I mean, it's funny because I don't approve of what he did, but I admire the fact that he came out, whether he did it from a sincere place or not. I cried when I heard him talk, and it was
I did too.
but I saw it as this wonderful place where this human being, regardless, and here's the thing, when you are in your spiritual place, it doesn't matter if you are totally condemned by the rest of the world on a physical plane, because what you feel in your connection to the creation, the creator, is the most important thing there is. Regardless if you are condemned by every single person out there, by the paparazzi, the media, and everybody else who's brainlessly just repeating information, who cares? because he grew that day, I hope, into a higher, more evolved spiritual being where he can look at himself and say, my God, what was I doing not only to myself and to my family, but to those other women? Is this what life is about? Is this lusting after physical desires? Is that what it was about? What did I do to my family? What did I do to my kids? What did I do to myself? How was I cheating myself? But to come out and say it, and you know, regardless if he grew or not, I hope he did. But I wept for him because I was actually, it was like I was proud of him. And it's, I don't even know where that came from, but it's a wonderful example.
You know, when you're talking about that, it's like, you know how often I watch TV, which is never. I know. It's that when I just happened to be somewhere and I saw it on TV, and I thought the same thing, that to me, it's about being in the truth. And, you know, it's funny because I've had a crazy cold, and I know with me, it's sometimes when I get sick, it's because I like to be everywhere at once and don't like to say no to people, and you know, it's a challenge, and I'll get sick because I need to rest, you know. And it's funny because this morning I had an appointment and I missed it, and you're talking about, you know, being in the truth, being truthful. You know, that tendency to say, oh, you know, I don't want to hurt that person's feelings because, you know, I wasn't there. But I just simply said, here's the truth. I didn't feel good, and I actually slept through it. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to say it that way, because it's just tell me. Be flat out and just, you know, speak truth to me. If you, and I really want to know this because it's important when you're talking about faith and you're talking about Tiger Woods and that truth. When your brother passed away, was there anything that bothered you that people would say?
Yeah. Yes. And I know that, there were some things that people said that bothered me. And I think what the hardest one is, that when somebody comes up to you and they mean it out of the best of intentions, but they say that he's in a better place. And, of course, on a very earthly dimension, hell no, I want him here with me. I don't want him in a better place. I mean, and that's our patent religious response. I mean, it is. It's almost like we're trained to say that. Now,
I would never say that. I always say, I'm really sorry. I'm saying that, and I know that in this moment, I can't take away the pain, but I just want to let you know that I'm here if you need anything.
Right. You know, and it's so simple. And other people were just very much, I'm so sorry for your loss. And some people couldn't even talk. I mean, he was 32. He was going to be 33. And, I mean, you know, we live in a farming community, and we grew up farmers. And, obviously, that affects everybody because farming accidents do happen. It's kind of like the firefighters in New York City or something. You know, it's like, oh, my God, we lost one of ours in a farming accident. And, you get everybody, old and young, and everybody came. And they were there for my parents. I mean, as much as they were there for my brother, but it was for my parents. My God, a parent lost a child. And I remember my dad going, oh, it should have been me. I'm such an old fart. And, you know, what use am I to the world anymore? And he was so young and had so much more to give. But here's the thing, you know, and you go, yeah, life isn't fair, is it? No, it's not. But then again, that's our human judging minds and everything else. And what we have to do is accept that out of that tragedy, something always good comes out of a tragedy. It always does. It always,
you know,
for nothing more than standing with my sisters and brothers, the four of us that were left, hugging each other and going, I love you guys. You know, we're all crying. And I remember my brother, Steve, the night we all, you know, the night after he died, and we were outside, and I just remember him hugging me so much and telling me how much he loved me, and he was crying, and he was crying. And I thought, is he ever going to stop crying? But it was one of the most touching moments of my life. Because now all he had left are his three sisters. And I think when you, I think for someone to lose his brother, you know, he taught him how to throw, he taught him how to play football, he taught, my brother Doug told him, taught him so much. He was 9 years older than him, but he was such a mentor, you know, in a way. And anyway, it was just, but look what came out of it. I mean, I'm so close with my brother, and now he's in golf school, and, you know, I'm his biggest supporter for following his dreams. And when he really gets, you know, kind of down and out and things aren't looking good and, you know, his grades are going well, but financially, hey, it's kind of a strap to make it work. You know, he's calling me and he's talking to me because we have that open, honest relationship where we can just talk. And isn't that what it's about? I mean, really, isn't that what it's about? That you need the support of somebody and you call them and you get what you need. And it's not to take, but it's just there's that connection that this person understands me, understands my dreams, understands my goals and what I want for life. And I know I'm safe in telling this person everything that I feel.
Wow. You know, it's when you're talking about that and you're talking about your dad or, you know, it's, you know, feeling that way, I think the most important thing is to be able to express your feelings, to say how you feel, you know, like, you know, and like for me, if your dad was to say that, I'd look at him and go, you know, I don't think that you necessarily want consoling. When you say that, it's just more like, yeah, I understand. I understand what that would feel like. And I think what we do is we don't allow one another to actually move with energy. You know what I mean? We don't allow, you know, with that, like if something bad happens, sometimes we don't really get to go through the grieving because everybody's there to pick up the pieces. And it's good to have support, but what you're saying is allow them to feel their truth too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whether it's my, you know, brother trying to figure out how he's going to make ends meet and, you know, you're just that sounding board that he needs to talk to, or if it's something as tragic as when we lost my brother and all that stuff. But we all have to experience that grief and that loss you know, I would never want to experience that again, but I know I could. It's also made me a stronger person. I mean, I can take a heck of a licking and, you know, I'm still here. And that doesn't always feel good, but, you know, it allows you to just stand solid, I guess, is a way I would put it. It's like, I know I can take my hits because I've done it. I've done it before. I've had some other things happen. I can take it. I can take it. And I'm going to be okay. And then just having that comprehension that everything happens for a reason, it does. It truly does. And that's right down to the smallest, most insignificant things to the big things. Everything has a purpose. Every moment is an opportunity to learn something. And I never learned that in church. And again, I'm not knocking church as much as I wish we would have been more brave and willing to expand the conversations that we were having in church and the Bible studies and the stuff like that. But that didn't happen there. It happened for me when I went on that journey and spoke to you and lost my job and all the things that came out of all of that. And grateful for every one of those things because it certainly has made me a different person. And I have to believe that every day, I mean, I'm here today, I'll be here tomorrow. And tomorrow's problems I will not face until tomorrow. I cannot face them today because they're not here yet. I'm not supposed to face them today. I'm supposed to face them when they come. And live every moment that way, that in every moment there is abundance around me. And that I should not fear. And if I do fear, then there's a lesson to be learned, and that is to why am I in fear? And
so you're saying that the first step when you go through loss is that you need to acknowledge how you feel.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the second step is to, you know, to go through the emotions. And then do you think the third step comes with just letting go?
Yes, and you have to, letting go and also embracing what is. And for me, it was, you know, when Doug died, I wasn't really in that spiritual place that I could say, I understand this to the level that I do now, or that I feel this connection that I do now to everything. But at the time, I did feel something, and that did get me through this. I mean, my mom said, you know, I know he didn't go to church, but I still think, he's okay, or I think, and I said, Mom, he's fine. He is absolutely fine. There is nothing, I think sometimes when we see people pass away, and I know I'm probably getting off track here, but when somebody passes away, we have that thing, oh, are they going to heaven? What a bizarre, I mean, when you really think about it, what a bizarre thing to even start assessing somebody's life and judging. Were they a good enough person to go to heaven? Well, of course they are. And on a spiritual level of understanding things, it's like, well, we all go to heaven.
Yes.
There is no destination in that way, but we are all, God would not throw any of us away no matter what we did. When you have a child, you may not always love everything they do, and there are disappointments along the way. That doesn't mean you ever stop loving that child. That is the energy of the universe. It is love. It's not hate. It's not judgment. It's acceptance with that hope that we grow and that those loving, that loving energy around us always...
You're making me cry.
But that's what it is. And that's how I see this world now. I don't see God as judging us. I don't see God as punishing me. When something bad happens to me, I'm not being punished by God. I'm being allowed to fall off the bicycle and scrape my knee so I learn something. And that makes me grow spiritually, and then I'm actually closer to God. So the easy path is not the one that's going to lead to the greatest growth and the closest relationship with God. It's not. So and I would tell anybody that if you had some tragedies in your life, feel the pain. But then pray and talk to God and tell him you understand why it's here. And that you may not see the lesson today, you may not see the lesson tomorrow, but that you accept that there's a lesson in it and you are open to learning and growing from it. And if you can do that, you are on a path that is a lot further than some people. Not that it's a game, but I want everybody to get here. I don't want to leave anybody behind. I don't want people stuck and not growing, changing, evolving. But you know what? It starts with ourselves. We have to look in the mirror sometimes and say, hey, I did something really bad, and I don't want to even admit it to myself. But you know what? That's where it starts. You don't have to tell the world, but you have to admit it to yourself.
Right.
And you know what?
The neat thing about that is you can come into that space of admittance and you can let it go, and then you can choose to be truthful. You know, you don't have to tell the world you're right, but it's your choice that if you want to change that, you could change that about yourself.
And sometimes it's just facing, you know, some realities about who we are as people and what we like and what we don't like. And, okay, hey, the world's like this and people would judge us this way. But you know what? That's not who I am. So you know what? I accept who I am on the level that I'm at. I don't have to please other people. I don't.
I am. What did Jesus say?
I am that I am.
Yes.
Oh, that's what God said. Yes, I am
exactly.
That I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, God, sorry. I do believe Jesus talked about, too, that, you know, when he said the Father is in me and the Father is in you and we're all one. And that's what I think that's the most important thing. Luanna, I wanted just to thank you and for sharing with us. And I also wanted to ask you if you could please post this on.
I will.
KimmyRose.Ning.com, and I hopefully will be hearing you. I've seen you speak,
And
you have an amazing gift to connect with people. And I just want to let you know that, you know, I have a lot of people that I'm in my life that are very connected, but you truly have a very strong anchor in faith. And I wanted to thank you for reaching out and sharing with people. Do you have anything else you would like to share? Like one last thought?
Love yourself. I think we all, sometimes we get so busy in life, and I even, I struggle with this myself, that I treat others better than I sometimes treat myself. But I'm part of God's creation, too. And as much as you can reach out to love other people, we also need to love ourselves. Because when we're truly taking care of ourselves and living in our truth and letting the light shine within us, that's a beacon that shines brighter than anything else you could do for someone else. We're all beacons of light, and we should let that almost like take in the oxygen and burn as bright as possible.
And that's all it takes is, like when you said, oxygen, it's just one breath.
Yeah.
One breath. And by connecting with that breath, you're free. And so if anybody out there is just, you're feeling that hard time, you know, it's like really hard to get through this, know that you're only one breath away from bliss, from feeling joy. It's not as difficult as it seems, but it is. I said, when I was going through a hard time, I said, I feel like I've been falling down a rabbit hole, and I kept trying to grab onto the sides, and finally, you know, to stop it. I didn't want it to keep going, and I finally decided to add water and make it a water slide. And truly, when I did, a lot of the things in my mind that were so difficult got easier because it was the way that I was learning to understand them. And Luana, I want to just thank you and say God bless you. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today on Interviews. Luana, have a wonderful week.
Well, you too. Thank you very much.
Peace to you. Peace. And if anybody is wanting to get a hold of me, 734-854-1514 is the number. You can also go over to KimmyRose.com. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th.
Hey, it's Kimmy. This week, be careful with your spending. You're going to feel like you've got holes in your pocket, and you don't want to run out of the money. Be very, very cautious also with snap decisions. If you're looking for a job or you're wanting to get into a new relationship, take a week and think about it. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can call me at Light the Way, the number 734-854-1514. You can also come out and see me at my store. We're located in the Kroger Plaza on the corner of Stearns and Secor Road. Lots of things going on at the store. Lots of wonderful readers. $10 readings going on all week. Ask for Carolyn Rose. Also, go to the website. The website is KimmyRose.com. Have a great week, and remember, stay grounded.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com.